We are at Beef Day at the Capitol, May 4th. Get a little play on words going there on the Empire Strikes Back. You got the beef industry striking back.
That's right. May the 4th, beef with you. It's Beef Day at the Capitol. You know, we're just trying to have some fun. And a lot of folks, we get a lot of folks who will tell us this is their favorite day of the year from a food perspective, obviously. They love beef. And so it just gives us an opportunity from the Cattlemen's Association to say, hey, we appreciate working with you. We appreciate what you do. It's the legislative session is intense. It's really fast, and then it's really slow. And then it's really fast, and they work really hard, long nights. It's just an opportunity for us to say thank you, but as well to highlight what our industry does. And so we've got cowboy hats and boots across the Capitol today, and the folks will go see their representatives, their senators, etc. So it gives us an opportunity to reinforce the message that we try to bring every day about the business climate and what the beef cattle industry does here in Oklahoma. So it's just a great day to be here. You bet.
I guess what you're dusting off the Tulsa State Fair recipe, also bringing those ribeye steak sandwiches up here.
That's right. This is the same steak sandwich that we do at the Tulsa State Fair. You know, we did hamburgers last year, and those were popular. But boy, howdy, we had a lot of folks who very nicely, very politely said, boy, those hamburgers were good, but I really like those ribeye steaks. And do you blame them? I mean, you know, but so it's been a lot of fun. Now, we've added the boot shine, too, and the Soul Brothers group, which is down in the stockyards, they do just a great job. And honestly, Ron, that is as popular, I think, as the ribeye steak sandwiches. Folks will say, I want to get my boot shined. And we'll have one. I saw one senator earlier today, he brought four pair. So, you know, it's just a great way to have a good relationship, just to say thank you, and also to highlight our industry. And I tell you what, if folks are wearing boots, that's a great thing too.
You've got a good week here. As far as, I mean, this is after all the deadlines are passed, we're heading toward the finish line. A lot of work being done to try to get some things we want across the finish line. What are the highlights in your mind that need to be taken care of for cattle producers and for Oklahoma agriculture?
You bet. The biggest one, I think, at the top of the list is the medical marijuana issues that we're dealing with. And boy, the ag groups have really been in lockstep, which we greatly appreciate and are honored to be a part of that coalition, if you will. And so we're all kind of working towards that end. And you're right. Here we are in these last days of session, so we're going to have a budget proposal probably within a week or so, and boy, things are going to start happening really fast then. So we've got to get our ducks in a row, if you will. We've got a lot of different pieces that have made it past those deadlines. Now starts the time when people start trying to lump things or last minute fixes, and so you have to protect what you've worked on, or there may be an opportunity to kind of do one of those last minute fixes. But from a marijuana perspective, I think we're in a good spot. I think we have some momentum. Are we going to get everything we want? No, we're not. And we knew that going into the session. This is a big beast we're trying to eat, and we're just not going to get it all done. But there are some really good pieces out there that deal with the permitting fee, that deal with the authority, establishing more regulations, some bonding, signage, posting of the facilities and so forth. So there's some really good stuff there. As well, we're working on the tax environment, whether it be the county assessor, the annual document that's sent out regarding your personal property tax. There's some pieces we're cleaning up on that. And then just codifying that cattle are cattle, no matter who owns them or where they're at, what they're eating, if you will. We've got some assessors that are trying to tax cattle in feed yards and not on the wheat pasture and so forth. And there's no difference between those cattle. So cleaning up some of that stuff, we've got some momentum there. So it's going to be a really good session. I'm going to be optimistic and say, we're going to have a good session when all this is said and done.